all of that happened. Something opened up that I don't believe without that therapy would have set the stage as it did for things that came after. Things that are directly spiritual. So, yes, I give all credit to my Master Osho. Yes, I give all credit to my Master Gangaji. Yes, I give all credit to grace itself. But I wouldn't be honest if I didn't say, and the therapy that I had was certainly crucial in the mix of all of it. I think pull that piece out, and who knows? Now, most people are not in the position I was in. It was a darn good thing I was that committed. Because most people are not in the position of the level of traumatization that my life represents. So very few people ever have the extreme experience that this life has had. So there aren't tons of people who need to be in that level of therapy for that long, that intensively, because most people just haven't had that much happen, haven't had that much trauma done to them. I mean, it's easy for me to recognize the wisdom of hindsight that, you know, there aren't a lot of people in that category. It's beyond the pale of normal, even extreme human experience. So you probably don't need, you meaning anybody, you probably don't need 10 years. I did. You probably don't need twice a week or three times a week for the whole 10 years. I did. But that's not because of anything in particular other than some of us go through things, most of us don't. My bad luck.
It's karma, no?
I'd rather say my bad luck. Because then I can also say, now I know my good luck. Because many things that are problems for almost everyone were never problems for me. Because of that same rough life experience. So who's to say? But was the therapy essential? Absolutely. Absolutely. Now that doesn't mean it's essential for everyone or anyone. But I tell about it for one and only one reason. Because you couldn't be more committed than I was. You could not be more committed. I have been a practicing therapist for 30 years. I have never seen, I've run huge programs with thousands of patients. I have never seen a patient like me. I have never seen someone come faithfully 10 years and never miss but one session. Mm-hmm. I fell asleep. It's simply my way of encouraging you to not be remiss in your commitment. If you're committed enough, absolutely, you'll have good results. I don't have the slightest doubt about that for anyone. But you have to be in competent hands. You can't go to a semi-competent or incompetent therapist, be 100% committed, and expect good results. Part of that commitment should include being willing to find the right person, even if it means spending more money going to person after person, until the right one. And believe me, before I found the right one, I certainly went to the wrong ones.